Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two great guests. So we're going to kick things off with a gentleman who's a pioneer in the realm of diesel racing. He's also a racer himself and a team owner. And he's going to be telling us all about the recently held Texas Mile, which is one of a kind of event. We'll get the inside scoop upcoming here in a moment. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by the vice president of the Auto Channel. It's a website, streaming service that's been around for quite some time. Auto World Radio was on the Auto Channel in streaming audio form for many, many years. We're talking about rejuvenating that, or maybe doing some video stuff with them in the not-too-distant future. But Mark Rausch, their vice president, will be with us, and we'll talk to Mark not only about the history and the cool stuff that you can find at the Auto Channel, but also about one of Mark's passions, and that's talking about alternative fuels. Coming up in hour number two of the program, it has quickly become one of the big websites out there when it comes to classic cars, and it's got the ultimate name when it comes to classic car websites. It's classiccars.com. I've actually done a little freelance writing for them this past January, covering the Mecum auction in Kissimmee, Florida. But we're going to be joined by the big guy himself, the CEO and president, the brainchild behind this whole entity, classiccars.com. Also coming up a little later on many of these Auto World stations, we're going to be talking about new car stuff, including the press days of the New York International Auto Show and lots more. We'll also sprinkle in a trivia question or two. Matt is behind the board, as usual, at this time. And he'll be able to take your telephone calls at the usual number, which is toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Lone Star State, the great state of Texas, where Greg Hogue is standing by. Greg has been with us many times in the past. He is a diesel racing pioneer, a racer himself. He's worked with the likes of Gale Banks and many others. He did the Project X vehicle, which is just a really funny story and great story in itself, and we could do a whole hour just on that. And since he's now retired from his day job as a fireman, he is now settling into the role of being a team owner. Recently, Greg was at the Texas Mile, so I thought we got to get Greg on to tell us all about the Texas Mile. Greg, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob. It's a great day. I've been out here working on our dragster, getting ready to go to NHRA Divisional Race, the GM Performance Parts Clean Diesel Dragster. And we do run an alternative fuel, syndiesel, which is made from natural gas. It's a gas-to-liquid process that a friend of mine makes down in Houston, Texas, under the name syndiesel. We had a great time down there. We took Bill White's Cadillac CTSV, and I'm kind of bringing him up and kind of playing teacher to him on the Texas Mile. He's a bail bondsman from Sherman, Texas, and last year we went out there, the last part of last year, and we put a set of headers on it, and that was it, and we went 170 miles an hour. Right after that, he drove the car to Branson, Missouri. He drives the car daily. Mm-hmm. Well, this year we had Frankenstein Racing Heads CNC the heads for us, and then I put a designed and put a camshaft in it, and with nothing more than headers, camshaft, and a cylinder head port job, the car went 180 miles an hour seven times in a row.
Oh, wow.
And
very
that's
cool.
With the air conditioner going. You can't turn the air conditioner off with all that. But we had a great time. I tell you what, the Texas Mile this year was wonderful. All the cars we read about and never really get to see, well, there were four brand-new Hellcats down there. Some of them just still had dealer tags on them. There were 10 Corvette Z06s, the 2015 LT4 motors.
Amazing.
Turning some incredible times. Mid-170s, the Hellcats were around 170 miles an hour. One family down there, which was really neat, they drove up in a Provost bus, which is a very expensive motorhome, unloaded two Lamborghini Aventadors, and had their two high school twin children, one girl and one boy, taking turns going down the racetrack in a Lamborghini Aventador.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What did these folks do for a living? Any idea where they got this kind of money?
I don't know. There's a gentleman down there that they ride motorcycles, and this is the most interesting story. We could spend a whole hour on it, but he started off as trying to prove to people he could make salt water offshore and offshore oil field wells clean enough, so he was going to raise shrimp in the salt water. Well, this gentleman now is raising super shrimp that are super clean, and they're able to purge the shrimp before they harvest them so that there's no bacteria inside of them. And he says, you know, I don't even know how to spell marine biologist, but he said, I got four of them working for me. So he is creating super shrimp. We had some shrimp down there. They can ship them to restaurants without having to freeze them because there's nothing inside of them after they purge them in this running water that they create, this super clean water. And it all started from the oil business. Valerie was out there with her BMW, and they had a real good weekend. She was around 200 miles an hour all weekend.
On a motorcycle.
She was helping a lot of other BMW teams down there.
And remind our folks that that's a motorcycle. She's going 200 miles an hour on. That's not easy.
The BMW 1000RR, it's an incredible motorcycle. She's went as fast as 217 miles an hour and has seven world records. Valerie drives part-time for me when she gets a chance. I've got a new young girl, Jackie Connors. Her father's a Chicago firefighter, or the Chicago area. He's a firefighter up there, and I met him at one of the PDRA races. And Jackie is still racing the little junior dragsters, but she's racing in the pro junior dragsters. These things will outrun most street Corvettes.
Wow.
With a small five-horse Briggs & Stratton. And young Jackie is going to be part of our driver development program this year. As soon as she's old enough to get her license, and I think we're going to start working on that in the next couple of months. But the Texas Mile event was just great this time. The weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. Everybody's down there having a great time. You see all of the different companies sponsoring cars down there. Our tuner, Sam Miller from AMP Performance, tuned on our Cadillac, and it's just wonderful. We went from pump gas to the new Shell 110 octane fuel, and he tuned it up, and the car just really responded. And now the car, you can drive it. We drove out to go eat every night in the car.
That's great. The same racing machine. You know, when you stop and think about it, I mean, it's just like Project X, driving that truck for all those hundreds of miles and then putting it on the racetrack. People were shocked then, and you're still doing cool stuff like that now. Tell us, Greg, about the configuration of the CTSV. Is it a coupe variant? They have an all-new one, of course, upcoming for 2016. They have a coupe. They have a four-door and a wagon variant of the generation that you're running. Is it a four-door sedan?
Yes, we're running a four-door sedan. The new 2015 will come out with a coupe first, and then or the 2016 variant. And then they will have the wagon and the four-door. It's really incredible. I like the fact that it's an American-built car.
Yeah.
It's a luxury car, but it performs like the Mercedes. The
AMG stuff, absolutely. Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about the CTSV and more about the Texas Mile. Greg Hoag is with us. You're listening to Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We always enjoy our conversations with diesel pioneer, racer, team owner, Mr. Greg Hogue, who joins us live here from Texas, telling us all about the Texas Mile. Greg went in a Cadillac CTS along with its owner down to the event and ran some incredible times with the vehicle. And before the break, I was getting a little bit more into the nuances of the body style of the vehicle. And Greg has told us it's a four-door sedan. Is it a manual or is it an automatic?
It's an automatic. I really believe for supercharged cars and for the Texas mile and automatics, the automatics have got so good nowadays. The General Motors six-speed and eight-speed automatics are just wonderful.
Yeah, case in point, I mean, the Z06 that you talked about, the new LT4 engine, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, available 7-speed manual, 8-speed automatic. The 8-speed automatic is faster, 0 to 60, and faster on the top end as well.
A lot of that, it comes also into traction control. The traction control on these vehicles is just wonderful. You turn it off and it becomes a tire smoke machine, and that's about it. I tried to turn it off and modulate the throttle, and you just can't do it like the computer can. It'll look like a 60s muscle car if you turn the traction control off. That's the great thing about these new Cadillacs and all the. They're going to put that motor into the Camaro. They're even talking about putting that motor into a half-ton small pickup.
Oh, wow.
I think that's going to be wonderful. And, of course, you've got Chrysler out there with a Hellcat platform, and I actually saw a Hellcat version of the Dodge Charger, the four-door Charger.
Very good. Yeah, those are the two models. I am very familiar with both of those vehicles. Ironically, I've not driven the new C7 Corvette in either base or Z06 configuration. Hopefully Chevrolet will get me one of those one of these days. But I have driven both Hellcats, both the went to the launch of both the Challenger Hellcat as well as the Charger Hellcat. Here at my home, I had 3 days with the Hellcat Challenger, and I promised that I'm going to get either a Challenger or a Charger back for a full week in the not-too-distant future. So I've driven both the manual and the 8-speed automatic in all, every configuration possible, and I can tell you my preference on the Hellcat is definitely the 8-speed automatic. It is too faster and much easier to control than the manual gearbox, but lots of people, old school people, don't get that so much. Greg, this is the new world that we live in, and these automatics, like you said, have gotten so great.
It makes the car livable. This amount of horsepower, our CTSV makes 780 horsepower at the rear tires. Sam Miller over there at AMP tuned it, and it was just incredible to watch him be able to tune the car. It makes just a little bit under 7 on pump gas, and it's dramatic what it'll do on a street. But a lot of that comes in with the anti-lock and also the traction control and the automatic. If you were to put this kind of horsepower in an old muscle car, it would be uncontrollable. Back in the old days, that kind of horsepower was not even considered streetable. And nowadays, it really has. Cadillac's come a long way. I've seen some of the stuff under the table. Chris Franks at Frankenstein Racing Heads is doing some stuff for Cadillac on the ATSB, the little turbocharged four-cylinder.
Sure.
And I've seen some of the cylinder head designs going on right now. That's going to be an incredible car. Cars are fun to drive again. And this CTSV, although it didn't get great fuel economy, Bill drove it to Branson, which was about a 700-mile trip. Mm-hmm. And he said he got about 18, 19 miles to the gallon. And I'm sure he wasn't driving the speed limit most of the time, although we probably all should.
Yeah, we should. Safety
wise, with all the big controversy going on the street racing and everything nowadays.
Yeah, but there are parts of this country, you know, I believe there's a stretch there in Texas where the speed limit is very high. At one time, they didn't have any speed limit. I know a place in Montana, there's no speed limit. And where I presently reside down here in Florida, a number of the highways are 80-mile-an-hour speed limits. And if you're going 80, people are passing you like you're going 40.
We have a turnpike that goes from the top of Texas to the bottom of Texas that's an 85-mile-an-hour speed limit, and at 85, you're getting passed.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could have run those kind of speeds 20 years ago in a car, but these new cars are so safe. It's just incredible how comfortable you feel. At 180 miles an hour, that Cadillac was as stable and straight, you could have taken your hands off the wheel. Not that we would, but...
Yeah.
It was fun. The Texas Mile went off without incident. We had no crashes, no incidents, no injuries. That event, of course, they've got the USA Mile coming up here shortly, which you can go to the Texas Mile event and look at the particulars on it. It's at Ellington Field there in Houston. These events are fun to go to. There are a lot of spectators out there. You get to see all the famous cars that you read about. I mean, all the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the King Cobra Mustangs. If it's hot and it's the newest thing, it's that the Texas Mile.
Yeah. Has anybody ever brought, I mean, they only a handful of these have really been made, and you don't see that many of them. Boxer Floyd Mayweather has a ridiculous amount of them. I believe he has 6 or 7 of the 300 or 400 that have been made around Monterey during the Monterey week of fancy schmancy car shows. You see them, but I'm referring to the now out of production Bugatti Veyron 16-4 with the 16-cylinder quad turbo. Has anybody ever brought one of those to the Texas Mile all-wheel drive on that vehicle too?
I've never seen one of those. Never seen one in person. There were 4 McLarens down there.
Wow!
And they were pretty interesting. They were pretty fast. They were not the big McLaren. It was the smaller engine version of them.
Yeah.
Another interesting car that I didn't see this time, but I saw last time, was the Lexus LFA. The listeners don't know about the LFA, the only way you can buy it is lease it, and the only way you can maintain the lease is drive it 12,000 miles a year, or they will take it away from you.
Yeah, what a high technology, wonderful piece that is. And of course, in the realm of the ultimate, you know, like you say, vehicles you never see, you've got these hybrid supercars that combine a traditional gasoline engine with electric motors, the Porsche 918 Spyder, the Ferrari LaFerrari, which is going to be the dumbest name for Ferrari in history, and also the McLaren P1. I mean, these are like 1,000 horsepower vehicles when you've got both the normally aspirated engine and the electric motors going. Be interesting if someday one of those makes it down to the Texas Mile. That would be cool to see that in action.
Well, the fastest thing down there is the M2M Club. They've got a Ford GT, and it runs 200, and it's running the Gulf Fuel Racing colors, the blue and the orange Gulf emblem from the early 60s, and it went 278, and they're always there. That's an incredible car to watch.
It really is. When we come back, I have a few more comments on that Ford GT and the upcoming new Ford GT. Greg Hogue is with us. We're going to keep him around for a few more minutes, and then we're going to move on to Mark Brausch. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We've got Greg Hogue with us. He's a diesel racing pioneer, racer himself, and team owner. We're wrapping up with him and his coverage of the Texas Mile. And you were talking about the Ford GT, which was built in celebration of Ford's 100th birthday from 2004-2005 in that general neck of the woods, 5.4-liter supercharged V8. And it has been proven that that engine is worthy of taking a whole lot of additional enhancements, putting it well over 1,000 horsepower. But, Greg, we just wanted to get your take on an upcoming new Ford GT, which is just stylistically beautiful. It's going to be made of carbon fiber. They're only going to make 200 or so compared to the several thousand of the last Ford GT. Surprise comes in the engine bay, and that's going to be a 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6, 600-plus horsepower. And thank God Ford, for the first time, is starting to embrace the paddle shift technology. It will, for the first time, have a paddle shift transmission, so no clutch in that car. That will be a vehicle we'll see at the Texas Mile come a couple of years from now.
You know, with the funding of the teams that are down there now running the really, really fast cars, I expect to see that car there as soon as one's released. There was a lot of talk of that car coming out and a lot of excitement about it. I think it's going to make a big splash. The GTs that are down there, the M2M car, Ford GT, they're making in excess of 2,000 horsepower.
Oh, amazing.
That. But it's turbocharged. I believe, yeah. Precision's doing the turbos on it. And that thing was incredible. But watching it go down the track, it had a traction control system. And every time it would drop cylinders on purpose to traction control, it would sound like the motor was misfiring. But really what it was doing was dropping cylinders to keep from losing traction. That's the biggest thing. Once you get really fast at the Texas Mile, you've got to worry about that. And the Texas Mile is a drag race at that point. Gail Banks, my good friend, told me that in mile racing, it's the quicker you get past, the faster you'll go. And we do a lot of stuff to get as quick as we can, but there's not a lot of traction on a runway down there. It's not like a drag strip that's glued. It's concrete. It's real level, real smooth, but it's not the kind of traction that you could use with that much horsepower.
Yeah, and the Texas Mile is an old Air Force facility, correct?
It's an old Navy facility.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a Navy facility, Chase Field. It's in Beeville, Texas. They hold the event twice a year. The next event will be in October, and I encourage everybody to go to the Texas Mile website and look at it. You get to see all the cars, all the incredible events. Or you can come to my website, facebook.com/comp461, C-O-M-P 461, and you can see a lot of the cars we took pictures of down there and uploaded them to our website. It's just a great event. Mile racing has really, when you see the kind of caliber of people that are down there and the funding that's being spent on these cars to race four races a year, it's pretty neat.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, we're going to get you back for a full hour, but in the meantime, I want to thank you very much for your update on the Texas Mile for 2015, the spring edition. And as I said, no doubt we'll get you back for a full hour so we can take more racing questions and have more fun, because you're always a pleasure to have on board with us.
Thank you, Bob, and I will see you next time.
All right, sounds great. We move from all kinds of racing news to a great website. It's been around for quite some time. It's called the AutoChannel.com. It's a real multimedia site, and as I was telling listeners, from about 1996, well into the mid-decade of the, from 2005, 2006 anyway, something like that, this show was actually broadcast on the Auto Channel, and you can go back and listen to some of those archives. I've been doing that recently, having lots of fun listening to some great old shows, and the two folks behind the AutoChannel.com are great personal friends, Bob Gordon and his partner in crime, Mark Roush, who's the executive vice president, who joins us live right now. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I've been dabbling around in the TV stuff, and I know you and I have talked about that, and it looks like things are slowly coming together, so eventually I think we'll definitely have some stuff for you to have up there video-wise on the AutoChannel.com, so I'm really looking forward to that. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with this site, I mean, you guys were really the first. Tell us the history, how it got started, and all the cool stuff that you have there now.
Thanks, Bob, for those nice comments. Well, we started the Auto Channel in the late 1980s, actually, as a television network, as a cable television network or broadcast syndicated broadcast network. And by the mid-90s, of course, we had this thing called, and we had been doing television shows that were syndicated around the country. We had been doing some videos, home videos, in conjunction with a couple of video distributing companies. And then by 94, we started looking into this new thing called the World Wide Web. We, of course, knew of the Internet, because we had had some kind of a cockamamie site on since the late 80s, at the same time, you know, when CompuServe used to be on and people like that.
Yeah.
But by 94, we started to hear some really interesting stories about being able to do audio over the Internet live. And because we're old television guys, old media guys, we knew that if you can do audio, then the next step is you can do video, because it just becomes a matter of compression and connectivity. So we started to get active in really looking into it. By 95, we had a site on, but there was no such thing really as streaming video at that time, only some streaming audio. But we did find, by the latter part of 95, we found a company from Israel that called VideoNet, and they had a product called Video Live, and that was the first real streaming solution. So we signed up as an alpha tester with them. We became the first user, and we became the first people to do streaming video on the internet as of February 1996. And so just before that, because we knew that that was coming, that's when we started to get serious about building a real worldwide website. And we were helped immeasurably by the fact that there was this change from the old Mosaic browsers to the new Netscape browser. It was new then. Of course, it's out of business today. That allowed for really multimedia and for everything that we sort of know today as all the workable things on the internet. Anyway, so by January 1996, we had this multimedia site. February 96, we were doing streaming video. We did our first live audio events. We did your show, several other radio shows. We did some live audio racing events. And then we did the very first live video internet event, car introduction from the Peterson Automobile Museum in Los Angeles in October 96. And that was to launch the new Jaguar XK8. And 3 days later, we did the very first live streaming motorsports event when we covered what was the Super Trucks, NASCAR Super Trucks, to your point. And then we go from there.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll bring everybody up to speed because actually Mark and Bob Gordon, they've actually gone back a little bit in dabbling in over-the-air TV, and we'll hear about that. And then we're going to talk about one of Mark's passions, and that's alternative fuels, including ethanol. That's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you the finest in automotive radio, coast to coast, border to border, all around North America on great radio stations like AM 1540, News Talk 1540, KXEL in Iowa. We want to say hello to everybody listening on WCFO in Atlanta. I want to say hello to all of our other great affiliate stations coast to coast. And we also want to welcome everybody listening online at GCNLive.com. Mark Rauch is with us, Executive Vice President of the Auto Channel. We're kind of going back in time talking about the history of the Auto Channel and my early alignment with the folks at the Auto Channel. They broadcasted Auto World for many, many years. And as Mark has outlined, the growth from streaming audio to streaming video. And in recent times, as I alluded to before the break there, Mark, you guys have taken all this incredible, wonderful content, in my opinion, and actually put it up on a couple of over-the-air terrestrial television stations. Down in Miami area, Florida, down in southern Florida, and also up in my hometown of Boston. How is that going?
It's going good, Bob. We're actually ending our third year on air. It's hard to believe that it's already been 3 years, but in June it'll be 3 years. And it's going good. We constantly are talking with new people about trying to get additional outlets around the country. We have been working with the station owner to put together a very interesting package, network package, or almost a cable TV kind of a package, delivered internet by the internet, and it'll be delivered for free to use it to people, to viewers and listeners. And that's been a long time coming, but it looks like we might be ready to launch that sometime in the next several weeks. In fact, the station owner is at NAB this week, schlepping around, showing things off and showing off some of the technology. So if that happens, then we'll be on internationally via the internet, and then TV stations in certain markets still have the ability to then pick up the programming as well.
That's wonderful, Mark. And as I said earlier, looking forward to doing some work with you on that front. But if folks log on to the Auto Channel right now, autochannel.com, theautochannel.com, what kind of content can you expect to find if you've never been there before?
Well, if you go right now, the first thing you'll see in the big picture is a picture of you and me sitting in the LA Auto Show. And if you click on that, you'll watch about a 20-minute interview that you conducted with me as a guest in at the 2000. It was November 2011,
Yep.
So they'll see that, but then they also will be able to go to a lot more videos. We have about 4,000 videos on YouTube, and we've been on YouTube a long time. And some of the videos are an hour long, hour and a half long. There are a lot of people who think that you should have videos that are really short, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, something like that. We've never believed that. We believe that if you're interested in cars, automotive, transportation, then you want to know. You want to see everything. So we show everything. And if you want to speed ahead, then you press the fast forward button. Anyway, You'll see that. You'll see a lot of car reviews. We have thousands of car reviews from over the years. We keep everything on the site. We look at the autochannel.com as really being a library, and we have maybe 1.5 million pages of content. And so we sort of never throw things away. Sometimes files go bad and we lose things, but we never purposely discard stories, reviews, and all that, because, again, the way we look at it is that if you're interested in this field, then you want to know and you want to be able to research and go back. So we have all of that stuff. We have databases that go back for years. We still retain all of the car pricing databases from over the years. So if you want to see what did something sell for in 1999, you can go back and see all those prices. And also, if you're buying, we have used car prices. So if you want to go back, you know, you're buying a new car, but not a new car. You know, you're buying a used car, and you want to see what the car sold for. And you want to do some research. So we still have all of that. We have all the reviews. So if you're buying a 2010 something or else, you go back and look at all our reviews from that. So we have all of those things. We have news stories. We have a lot of audio files, of course, still. And a lot of everything. And we cover everything in the automotive world, which means cars, trucks, motorcycles, motorhomes, general aviation, marine, railroading, both model and full-size railroad-related things. And then we have some interesting lifestyle things having to do with wine tasting and beer tasting and watch collecting.
Very cool.
Three of the biggest things that car guys like.
Excellent. I love the tagline that you have, the largest independent automotive information resource, and I think it's great that you maintain some of that older material, whether it's the older radio shows like mine or the older pricing and the older reviews, because, you know, we talk a lot about new cars. They've been selling a ton, 16, 17 million a year the last couple of years. But you know as well as I, Mark, that for every new car sold, there's about 3 to 4 used cars sold. So
yeah,
it's great to have that information there. And the other thing that I know that we must talk to you about is one of your passions, and I follow it very closely. I know how close it is to your heart personally, and that's alternative fuels. I mean, the interview that we did at the LA Auto Show a couple of years back was about certified natural gas, CNG. But in recent times, there's been some not so great press out there about the ethanol, and Jay Leno, of all people, was actually quoted saying some nasty things. And I know you are a great proponent of ethanol, and I get a ton of listener emails every day. I mean, literally hundreds. And I noticed there was one, I haven't responded to the gentleman yet, but he was asking me my views on ethanol. But tell us first, what did Jay Leno say about ethanol? And tell us a little bit about your personal thoughts about ethanol and CNG and some of the alternatives that we have.
Okay. Well, what Jay Leno said in this most recent piece that he wrote, actually for Auto Week magazine, was that ethanol will damage your engine. It's not any good, and it affects the price of food, and it affects the availability of food for people around the world. And those points are typical points that are told about ethanol, all of which, by the way, are wrong. But the most interesting part about it is that if you go back just a couple of years before, Jay actually did some videos and some stories that were very pro-ethanol. The difference seems to be that this story is about his older cars, although he doesn't delineate. He doesn't say, hey, ethanol is great for a new car, but really bad for a 1920s or 30s Duesenberg. But as I say, you go back a couple of years ago and you watch the other stories, and he's a big proponent of ethanol for his Z06, I think it was. It was one of the Corvettes, one of the recent Corvettes. Mm-hmm. And so, it was a 2006 Corvette. And he talked about how great it was and how it cleans engines. So in that story, he talked about how the ethanol is great because it cleans engines and removes sludge, et cetera, et cetera. And then in this new story, he talks about how ethanol, how the sludge that the ethanol actually cleans is bad for the car and so on and so forth. And I didn't disagree with his comments in terms of using ethanol for an older car, because older cars were not optimized to run on ethanol, and therefore parts and components mm-hmm. were not ethanol compatible. And so if you try to use ethanol, you might have a problem. But I don't disagree with that. My disagreement with Renault is that he didn't put in that disclaimer, right?
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Mark. We'll hold you over. That's going to do it for this hour. Thanks so much. This is Auto World.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.